Let's start by giving credit to the Steelers. Certainly a very well-coached football team. Coach Tomlin does a great job getting them prepared every week, and we knew we would have to play 60 good minutes of football to compete and have an opportunity to win a game at the end, and felt like we did that for a half, and then ultimately they took over the game there in the second half, and we struggled to do much offensively, struggled to stop them defensively, and really they kind of took over the game there. You're talking about in the second quarter?
Yep, at the end of the second quarter, 2:47 to go.
You mean when we ran it the first couple of times and that was third and one?
Mm-hmm.
In that situation, it's one of the one of our goals in that situation is to not give it back to a team like Pittsburgh. We wanted to just go ahead and try to get a first down, take it under the 2-minute warning, and then we would go ahead and go into our 2-minute offense, which we tried to do, and ended up, I believe, with a negative play that kind of killed the drive. So. We accomplished the one thing, which we didn't give it back to them, before there was 11 seconds or something left. And we started our 2-minute offense with like a minute 35, minute 40, which is plenty of time if you run it the right way to get down the field and score some points. So we'd do the same thing again.
In theory, though, why would the 2-minute offense start with 2:47?
Because if you throw a bunch of incomplete passes, then Ben Roethlisberger has the ball in his hands with 2 minutes to go in the game or in the second quarter. And that's obviously not what you would want to have happen.
The last two games were against the number one and number two
defense
last year.
Yep.
And you think what's happened to your offense is part of a how physical do you
come from? We certainly haven't run the ball very well the last 2 weeks. And we had trouble protecting the passer tonight. But there's a lot of things that go into that. That's not just an offensive line thing or a tight end thing or a running back. All 11 guys out there on the field have to work together to do that. And we certainly haven't done enough the last 2 weeks offensively, to help our team win a lot of games, And we're going to need to improve significantly in that area and continue to work hard to try to get better. Well, I know they ran the little no huddle deal, which wasn't too fast in terms of their tempo, but they tried to pick the tempo up somewhat doing that. They also ran the ball effectively as the game wore on. I think more in the more in the fourth quarter than anything, but they were trying to throw some short passes there in the third quarter, get some things going, get some momentum, get some rhythm, and they accomplished that. We tried to come after them a few different times, and we got to them the one, right there on the first drive. But ultimately, Roethlisberger did a nice job of getting the ball to people who needed it, and they stayed balanced. We didn't. We became one-dimensional. They didn't. And in a game like that that's close, 7-3, 10-7, in the third quarter, you need to be able to have effective balance, and we didn't, and they did. And I think that was a really big key to the game.
Josh, do you think teams are running the no-huddle or hurry-up? They should make wholesale substitutions on defense, so how do you
do that? No, we didn't. I mean, we didn't sub anybody once they started going no-huddle. So,
don't they do that so you can't sub anybody?
Yeah, but, we wouldn't sub anybody anyway. If they have that personnel grouping on the field, then we would have our nickel out there. And that's kind of what happened tonight. They put their three receivers out there, and we put our nickel, and we just played, But that would be what we would do if they were huddling, no huddle, whatever it may be. Tyler, I thought Tyler hung in there pretty good. He's playing against two really good football players for sure. But that was part of our game plan. Some of that was for him, but some of it, was by design for another part of the scheme. So, we expect him to go in there and play well, and sometimes he had help, and sometimes he didn't.
How do you go about getting that balance back in the sense that you don't have to expose, say, the quarterback to the situation you don't want?
Yeah. There's no shortcut to it. We've got to work hard at getting ourselves to run the ball better, be more effective running the football, staying out of third and longs, you know, which we were in, I think, a lot tonight. You know, and that alone will allow us to stay balanced. And if we can maintain our balance, then some of the, you know, the play action passes that worked early in the game in the first half, I think, have more merit to run, you know, later in the game. But once you fall behind and you really become a one-dimensional offense, that's a difficult task to try to go ahead and do some of those things, because the defense is not going to honor them. So, you know, we've got to go back to work on Wednesday. We've got to get the running game going. We've got to do a lot of things better, though. It's not just the running game.
What are your thoughts on Mitch Berger? Some thoughts you might need to reconsider from a couple weeks ago?
We'll take a look at the film and see, you know, see if there's anything that, you know, we want. You know, I know there was a couple short punts there, but I know he did some good things tonight, too. You know, punted some directionally that we wanted directional punted. So we'll take a look at everything tomorrow morning. You know, started well, obviously, you know, did a lot of good things. I think once the game became a one-dimensional game, we had a lot of players that I don't believe really played as well as we would have liked, you know, because it became much more of a passing game than we wanted this to become. I think we only ran the ball 14 times. So, you know, anytime you're going to put the game in a quarterback's hands against a defense like that, who, you know, does a great job of attacking protections and pressuring the middle of the pocket, which they did, you know, seemingly on a consistent basis tonight, you're going to have trouble, you know, regardless. So, you know, we have to do a better job of making sure that we don't put that kind of pressure on our pass protection, on our quarterback, by maintaining our balance and being able to do more than one thing. We didn't do a very good job of that tonight. Yes. Yeah. They didn't. I mean, there's definitely. I mean, look, this is an extremely well-coached football team, and I think you're always going to see something different. You know, I mean, this is the National Football League, but ultimately they designed their pressures and they designed their defenses and their disguises, you know, to try to combat what we were doing, and you know, most of which we have blocked before or we've seen before, and they did a better job of executing it than we did, you know, on offense. So. Give them credit. They deserve it. They played much better than we did for 60 minutes tonight. And, you know, we've got a lot of work to do.